Well, the changes to the booster timetable mean there will be little chance for a break over summer for the nation's doctors and pharmacists. Samantha Donovan has been gauging their reaction to this announcement.
In doctors' surgeries around the country, the phones started ringing as soon as the Health Minister announced the changes to the booster schedule. Dr. Karen Price is the President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
I just encourage people to settle down, get your appointment, but, you know, just be patient. If it's not right on the 4 months, in it's 4 months and 1 week, that's okay, or it's 4 months and 2 weeks, that's okay. Just, we've just got to do the best we can under the circumstances.
Am I right in thinking that most surgeries would already be booked up for boosters in January, so this new group may have to wait a while?
My understanding of the people who are eligible from 5 and 6 months is that we've only had about 50% boosters. So there's also those people still, another 50% in the system, who are yet to get a wriggle on. We are very wary of the Omicron variant, and it will help us all if as many people can get their booster shot as possible. But just so that there's not a panic about it, we've still got protection against severe disease.
Dr. Price, is there a risk that with so many more millions of people becoming eligible for the booster in January, that relatively healthy people will get in ahead of those who are more vulnerable? And for whatever reason haven't managed to get in for their appointment?
Yes, there's always an approach in healthcare which means that the most vulnerable are often the last in the queue, and we all have to be mindful of that and make sure as healthcare workers and as people who may have family or friends in that situation that we look after those people very, very much so.
How will GPs juggle the children's vaccination program, which begins on the 10th, that's for the 5 to 11s, and the booster for this wider group now?
Look, this is a really big concern for us in terms of the volume of healthcare needed to be done at the same time as usual business. So, you know, I've seen the government ask for the state hubs to remain open, and certainly I know that in the state of Victoria, where I am, that they're looking at that. We're going to need all the help we can get. So GPs are standing there ready, willing and able. I've heard most of them are still preferring to just vaccinate their own patients in their own clinics.
Are there enough doses available for GPs?
I'm told there are enough doses to be able to do this sprint. There's a bit of a rate limiting step in some of the ordering, especially as there's announcements, and then we have to then respond to the announcement with an ordering process, which can take between a week and 2 weeks to turn around, and then making sure it's in our fridges before we really start booking people in. So a little bit of a lag, but we do anticipate there's enough doses in the system. It's just getting them into the fridges.
Pharmacists are also urging people wanting a booster to be patient. The National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, Trent Toomey, says he and his colleagues will support the clinical advice from the expert group ATAGI.
The balancing factor that, though, is the realities of supply chain issues that we have. We are struggling to get the stock we need in the right location. On top of that, the kids, the 5 to 11-year-olds, becoming eligible on the 10th of January, we are really, really going to have to rely on all of our logistical partners, right? Our freight companies, our truck drivers, because we can only administer vaccines if they're out of those factories, out of those trucks and in our fridges.
Trent Toomey, the National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, and Samantha Donovan with that report.